Whenever things press in on us, be they physical, emotional, or spiritual, have you noticed this? Temptation seems to come at you at a far greater rate of knots. It's almost as though someone knows you're struggling, so they take the opportunity to kick you while you're down. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Temptation is something of a sensitive subject. We don't like to talk about it because we're afraid of what people will think. Why is that? Doubtless because we labour under the false assumption that we're the only ones being tempted. But that's simply not true. Temptation hits all of us, especially when we're in a tight spot, especially if you're someone who, with all your heart, wants to honour God. No one's exempt, not even Jesus. Mark chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Then the Spirit sent Jesus into the desert alone. He was there for 40 days being tempted by Satan. During this time, he was out among the wild animals. Then the angels came and helped him. The physical circumstances in which Jesus found himself were horrific. Quite literally, the Spirit of God threw him out into the desert amongst the wild animals, where he starved for 40 days and 40 nights. He was weak, frail, hard-pressed in every way, and it was then that Satan came to tempt him. Does that pattern sound at all familiar? And yet in that terrible place, God was with him, right there under those difficult circumstances. Though doubtless he felt very alone, his Father was there with him. And then, just at the right time, angels came and helped him. No, you're not the only one, and no, you're not alone. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The Lord our God is with you every step of the way. Truly he is. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.